In part one of this thrilling podcast, Dex 2-parter, I, Trenchcoat Mafia, and my sidekick, Vixen, reviewed the first part of Amputee Love Issue 1. In this thrilling conclusion, we review the rest of the comic.
Next morning, finally.
Yeah, and basically like the chick saying, look, all us amputees, yeah, we get together and like we have orgies and shit all the time. This is the whole thing. This is making like being an amputee,
like it's supposed to be fun.
Sound like it's, yeah.
You know what I realized what she did with all those words and stuff? Whoa.
Yeah.
She doesn't
separate. Look at all those words.
It's not separated. The text and like what they're saying is not separated.
I was just thinking she needs... She could at least, like, break for paragraphs.
Exactly.
Okay, here they are in the supermarket.
I think she's telling her about this place where they work. Where they basically is an amputee call girl service.
No. I reject this comic. Get thee behind me, Amputee Love Issue 1.
No, check out the name of the company. Hardcock Holding and Company.
Do we really have to finish this?
No, let's not. As a matter of fact...
How many more pages are there?
I don't know, 100? I don't know!
Because all the words just make it seem like it's like so much, you know...
Alright, the thing that got me was she wanted a new... Lynn wanted a new car with just the one leg even after what happened to her...
Yeah, they must have, like... Cripples must have, like, special hookups in their cars that they're able
generally,
to...
Generally, yeah.
Well, you know, a midget can just sit on a phone book... But I guess they need all, you know, the cripples. Need all kinds of special crap. All
right, so yeah, let's just try to summarize this shit.
It really does say hard cock holding.
Yes, I told you.
But, okay, so secretly this is actually an amputee...
Call girl.
Brothel.
Yeah, pretty much.
An amputee brothel.
And they say, and Sherry tells Lynn that they make a lot of good bread, and that's how they, you know, keep their living and whatnot.
Okay, the secretary has a stump, and she has a hook. Oh, I guess she has,
like... She can't shake hands, she said. No, hon, can't shake it with you.
And, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because I remember this part.
Sherry takes Lynn to like the viewing room where basically all these people had where they create tapes for their clients for their in between visits, and it actually says on the screen for your enjoyment, H&M
so
or whatever presents fragmented sex
with some of our decimated damsels. Oh God, the chick's got one arm and nothing else.
Yeah.
It said, lost her gams in an explosion.
God damn explosion, was she in?
I don't know.
I thought about that. Oh, yeah. her, the John that she's with, basically, he lifts her onto his dick.
Oh, well, you know what? That would be... Okay, I could see, like, if you're a dude and you're fucking a chick with no legs... Well, no, because that'd be, like, extra... Would that be less work or extra work? Because you would just, like, raise and lower herself onto you as you're laying down.
I would think that'd be more work.
Or you could lay down and just keep tossing her up in the air, and it could be, like, what? I mean, it'd be funny every time you would miss and she would just, like, land on the floor.
Wait a minute. So you throw her up and down, and then what, she just land on the dick repeatedly?
Yeah. That could be fun. I could see that, but like I said, probably more often than not, you know, you'd miss, and she'd just get, ow, you know. This comic's disgusting.
Like, wow, baby, I sure dig your vibes.
Yeah, great dialogue, huh? Okay, well, this is actually funny when she's like, ooh, your mustache tickles. Oh, man. There's that word groovy again.
Yeah, you can tell it's a 70s comic.
Written by Marsha Brady.
by cats. Yeah, well, yeah, this is the 70s.
As she's, like, waving her stump at them, the secretary is. Who, by the way, looks nothing like she did in the other panel.
Yeah, I heard that.
You know...
Well, maybe...
Who let this person near a pencil?
Well, maybe... All right. Well, maybe, you know...
No, no. Don't even make excuses.
Okay,
the art is... This is the worst... This is the worst drawn comic we have ever reviewed on PCX. Yeah, although, you know, I'm not sure if it's the worst written, which is really scary. It's down there, but...
All right, so now they're back home, and Sherry is about to do... Oh, yeah, the claims adjuster for Lynn's case...
Oh, yeah, because now she's like, hey, you one-legged bitch, you're going to get all your money that you have coming to you now. How much... Okay, how much would you feel you're owed if, like, you're all of a sudden an amputee? Yeah.
Well, actually, what I was about to say was, wasn't the accident her fault, and she's getting paid for it?
Lawyers.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, it has to be enough for... $200,000 wouldn't be enough. Because that's what she gets. Well, back then in the 70s, that is enough.
I'd want at least $1 million.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
So, oh, look. This dude is personally delivering the money.
Yeah.
What, is this a porno all of a sudden?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why doesn't the pizza man just show up? Why? I mean, the pool guy's there. What the fuck?
Basically, every man she meets now, she's going to fuck him. Hey,
look at him sweating with lust. Why?
Have you ever had a one-legged woman before or something?
Oh, hell of a come on. I'd be like, no, and I really don't want to, you freak.
Wait a minute. She said, it's an attribute in some ways, so I show it off sometimes.
What in some ways? Okay.
I want to excite somebody special.
And
have you have any idea what it's like to make the scene with a
make the scene
shit with a
and have her do a little love stomping? What the fuck?
I have laughed so much.
this would be sexy if she had two legs, with her like sitting on his lap here and shit.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, what he's thinking...
And she looks like you said, she looks different.
Uh-huh. I was having that thought. She looks Vulcan there. Look at her eyebrows.
Yeah.
So does he, actually. Yeah. Oh, no, wait.
Mr. Spock is in this
actually, his eyebrows are thick. He's probably a Romulan. Okay, so... All of a sudden, they're aliens. Okay. And he says, hey, that little leg stub of yours is way out. Hey, some subtle come when she's got. Let's go into my room and fuck like mad.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's staring right at her. She's really.
Ew! Stubborn. Look at her stump. Ah.
It is kind
of. I'm gonna puke. That's what she's getting is $200,000.
Yeah.
Huh. Look, they gave him like he's all hairy. You know, you don't see that in, like, actual porn. You don't see,
No.
You know, this is the 70s, though.
Yeah, maybe back in the 70s. I don't think they were big on shaving in the 70s. Oh, wow. Like, that's wild, baby. Don't stop.
Oh, okay. It just gets sicker and sicker.
He says... Ew, he did say that. Ah.
That little stubby feels so good. I want to lick it and see if it tastes that good, too. Yeah. Oh, man. They should pay me money for having to read this.
And it's just more depictions of amputee sex.
You know what's funny is this one panel.
What?
Mom, pant, umph, puff, gasp, ew, sigh, as they're fucking all these various
sounds. Wait a minute, he's turning into a wolf man. Look at him.
This...
Woo.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You know what? If you have the opportunity to download this comic, don't. What?
Can we end it now?
You seem to be enjoying it, actually.
Can we end this now? It's just more fucking. It's just more meeting guys and more fucking. That's all it is. I pretty much just summarized the last couple of pages.
Look at this, though. What's she doing on the floor? But see how old chicks... This is what I'm saying about old chicks are lesbians, because Sherry is leaning over, exposing her titties to Lynn. Lynn is posing seductively on the floor with her one leg. I mean, come on. You know they've done it by now. You can just tell.
I'm sure they have, but both of them talking about their stumps are sore.
Oh, man. Can you... Well, you can't imagine. I was just imagining, like... I mean, not that I would ever do this myself, but, like, eating a girl out, and, like, to one side of you, you've got a disgusting stump. I mean, how would you be able to ignore that?
I guess if you always have your head turned towards the normal leg, I guess that would be a problem.
I guess some guys just have a strong stomach.
Yeah, that would be kind of gross if you were eating her out and you threw up on her. That would be kind of fucked up.
That's what she gets for having one leg. I'm just saying.
Yeah, girl,
I'm
going to eat you.
Hey, look. Well, that is what the dude said. He wanted to taste her stump. Hey, she's going to buy this car. Oh, dude won't let her.
Like, you have one leg.
I don't quite get that.
I don't know what that
is. Yeah, they're just making up. Like,
shit now. Yeah. I don't know. You know what? It's supposed to illustrate the prejudice that society has against
But this is bullshit prejudice?
Yeah, it is.
I
don't know if I would sell a car to a one-legged person either.
This is good here. She's like, just...
Here, Fink.
Here's $2. Go and buy a marriage license for your parents so they can get married. Why is she talking like a thug?
That's her way of calling him a bastard.
That's not even a good, like...
No, it's not.
You know what's a good one is, fuck you and the bitch you slid out of.
Well, they weren't. I guess they were. I don't know what the... I was going to say maybe to try to keep it clean, but she wouldn't have said, let's go fuck like
keep
man.
It clean? Yeah, I was going to say. This comic?
All right, but then she goes to another dealer, and they actually let her buy the car. And then, of course, she picks up the salesman who sold her the car.
What? I mean, I know she was a slut before.
Yeah, because she was part of a swingers
but
group
damn.
Before.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm sorry. The sight of this one chick with no arms here and this other chick with no legs. I mean, okay, so together they make one whole chick, but
No, we haven't even gotten to the real like interesting part yet.
Oh yeah, it gets even more. It is getting more and more disturbing as it goes along, because here we have some of these amputees hanging out and just the sight of them. Okay, wait. You know what?
How is she able to balance herself?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Her butt isn't on the couch, so you mean she's strong enough
There's
that...
a girl here with...
Well, I guess there isn't much to have to balance, I guess.
True. But
I would still think that's heavy. Her ass would be heavy.
In this panel... Well, maybe not, because she is a white girl. So, you know, she probably doesn't have an ass. I mean, she could be Irish and have an ass, but, you know, more than likely she doesn't.
Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, this chick has no legs, and she's balancing herself with her hands on the edge of this couch. And the way she's drawn, we don't even know for sure if she has another hand. We know she has one arm.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Fuck the boob counter. At this point, we're going with the limb counter. Three women and five limbs in this panel. See this comic? I'm not telling you, I don't see the other arm, so I'm not going for six.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad math as far as people to limb counts in this.
Can we stop this?
Okay, if we could stop this comic, but if we stop it, we have to review issue 2 of Lancelot Link.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, then you're stuck, because... Alright, so you're admitting this is better than Lancelot Link.
Yeah, I have to give it that.
Although the chimps in Lancelot Link did have all of their limbs.
Yeah, that's true.
So the ultimate bad comic would be if there was a chimp comic about amputee chimps.
No. No. No more monkey comics. No. All right, let's get to this damn swinging pool party.
Look at this. She doesn't even look human. Look at
her face.
I'm looking at her body. I'm like... That's not a...
Now we're at the pool party. She looks like a mermaid. That chick looks like a mermaid right there.
Yeah, she's like wearing a mermaid tail.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
I assume, because she has... Again, I assume she has no legs, so she can. So we've got an amputee pool party slash orgy. You know, this amputee here, man, she's already got like one... as far as we know, oh yeah, one, two. Two limbs, mm-hmm. and she's smoking. You know, I guess she just figures, fuck it. I get lung cancer, I'll die, I'll be out of my misery. You know something about smokers?
What?
Smoking apparently causes illiteracy.
What?
Have you ever known a smoker that seemed to have any kind of ability to read a no smoking sign?
Oh, you know what?
Seriously, it's like, you know, the no smoking sign's there, and like right by it, somebody's smoking. It's like, oh, you're such a rebel. And everybody's got to breathe, you know, his fucking smoke. The no smoking sign is right there. Anybody who smokes is an asshole. No, seriously. They want to be, why else do they smoke like that? This is somebody, again, in front of a no smoking sign. And they know nobody wants to breathe his smoke. It's like, no, they'll breathe my smoke. Fuck them. How is that not asshole behavior?
Okay. Yes, you have a point. My head is still swimming over this comic. I'm just like, yeah, let's just get this done.
I am pro-smoking in comics, though.
I know you are.
You know why? Because I can't smell their fucking nasty-ass cigarette smoke coming off the comic page.
Oh, okay. So that's why you're for it.
Well, that plus...
In comics.
Well, that plus, you know, people smoke.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
It's realistic, true. I guess this is supposed to be realistic, too.
Are we keeping you up, Vixen? You seem so happy.
I was, and then, like, this, we just kept... This is
you're like one orgy too many.
On and on.
Hey, look at this dude is, like, feeling her leg stump with his cock.
Yeah.
This dude here is sitting in a chair, and a chick with no legs...
is straddling him.
In fact, from the waist down, it looks like she has a bunch of, like, Elephant Man tumors. It is what it looks like. I mean, yeah. Meanwhile, she's like, who needs legs? You know who needs legs? All you fucking broads in this comic with no fucking legs! Oh, look, it's a black chick.
Oh, is that what? You know what? I thought they were in shadow.
And notice she has to be fucking the black guy because, okay, amputee sex is one thing, but, you know, we...
Interracial amputee sex, we can't have that.
As I'm always telling you off the air, you know, society always pushes the message of don't fuck the white man. And here's this comic pushing that message, too. Although, this guy from his hair, I don't know, is he Arab? What the fuck is he?
I don't know what the hell he is.
But she's saying...
I thought they were in shadow. I didn't realize they were supposed to... They're supposed to be black.
Okay, they're black because here she is saying, this show beats a bathtub bang all to hell, don't it? Show. Yeah. Let's see what she says on this page here. Oh, look. Got a sore toe. Bess?
Yeah, Bess. Because they're at somebody's house.
Got a sore toe, Bess, so I have to use my stick. One word, have to. See ya. YA, see ya. Actually, this guy's not an Arab man. He's not even black. He's a silhouette.
What the fuck's up with that? Enough. How much more of this shit is there?
Why'd the guy get darker in between pages?
I can't answer anything about this damn...
But notice, they didn't color the bottoms foot. Of his feet. Yeah. So now, is that racist? And if that's not racist, show beats a bathtub bang. See, yes, you are.
I ain't even in the mood to dissect the racial equality of this comic. I just want it done.
I'm telling you.
I just want it done.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
I love to dance with egg laid soup. She got one, I got two. I told her to save a dance for me. The boogie woogie amputee. We're gonna hop, swing, jump. I shake my hips, she shakes her stump. Yeah. La 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 la, we are who? Disco, disco, big lady still. Ha ha! Oh, Susie, baby, if you
Mickey amputee.
Here we go.
We're gonna hop, swing, jump. I shake my hips, she shakes her stump. Yeah. Da la la la, we are ooh. Disco, disco, big red two. You got charms. Aren't you glad you got both arms?
You're gonna use them tonight.
We're gonna hop, swing, jump. I shake my hips, she shakes her stump. Yeah. Da la la la, we are disco, disco, take it.
This chick does have tumor stumps. The other chick's stumps aren't all like this.
Well, we established that after every panel, the one person looks different.
Well, this is the same chick, isn't it, from the other... Oh, look, the dude's got a porno mustache. Because it is the 70s. Oh, wow. Because she's making me think... She's making me think of the Elephant Man. Did you see that movie?
Yes, I did.
Because
she reminded me...
Can you imagine him having sex?
No. No, because when you said Elephant Man, you reminded me of...
A
mutual friend of ours makes a joke about the Elephant Man. That soliloquy he has. I am not an animal. I am a man.
That's why it was funny in Batman Returns when Danny DeVito as the Penguin was like, I am an animal. Right. I am not a man. That was great.
Yeah, the funny part was when he bit dude's nose off for no... Because the guy pissed him off and he bit his nose.
Well, no, because he's like, at least my nose isn't bleeding. And then he bites his... I haven't seen Sweeney Todd yet. I don't know if I'm gonna.
It looks interesting.
But I was gonna say, man, Tim Burton when he's bothering to try is just so very great. Good, yeah.
And he puts his baby mama and everything. At least he's like, we're gonna keep working.
Who's his baby mama?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
She just had another baby with him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because I so don't care about celebrity shit. I'm like, oh, I did not know that. Now, wasn't he,
She my baby mom.
Wasn't he fucking Lisa Marie, the model?
I think at one point he was, but they haven't been together.
She probably got old. Yeah, I haven't seen her since Mars Attacks, so.
Yeah.
And you know, most celebrity bitches, they get old. They do the right thing. They go into hiding. Or they get bad work done, and they look like Meg Ryan, Melanie Griffith, and woohoo, you know. All those broads.
Yeah, some of them are really bad. All right, that's enough segueing. Look at this.
Segueing?
That's right.
Tangenting?
No.
Which is also bad grammar, but... no, what I was thinking... speaking of tangenting, no, because I was looking at the chick's tumor stumps, and I was thinking of the Elephant Man having sex and what that would... Like, can you imagine that at all?
No, can't say that I have. Nor that I want to. Oh, all right, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Just like that.
You just ensured your place in hell.
You are an animal.
What does that remind me of?
Oh, Mr. Merrick. I was like, what does it remind you?
Oh, Starhawk.
Oh, you're going way back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Hal Jordan's retarded daughter.
I thought it was Mongoloid Girl.
That's what started it. It was a whole thing. There was a comic in the future. Hal Jordan had a daughter. And his theory was that she was a Mongoloid because she had loose clothes. And look, it was a whole thing. Anyway.
Again, we're talking about everything but finishing this damn comic.
Well, it won't end.
I'm trying to end it. You won't let me.
No, you're cheating. You're trying to say, okay, it's the end.
Wrap this up.
the comic, I can't make the comic end. It won't end. It just keeps going, and there's more words. The words won't stop.
How long have we been doing this? It's daylight now.
Well, if you didn't insist on fucking before we recorded.
Look, hey, why you gotta let them know what we do before the show?
You know what? I'll say this about you, Vixen. I appreciate that you have all of your limbs.
Oh, thank you.
This comic is making me appreciate limbs on women. Okay, more fucking.
Pretty much.
You know, it's like a lot of comics will do fighting, talking. Okay, well, this one we have fucking.
Well, you know what's funny? This looks like something I will review on PC Triple X, but.
Okay, here's the thing. This
it's
is.
Not.
Okay, but. Well, yeah, that too. For some reason, yeah, this is a PCX comic. Don't ask me why. It just seems appropriate for this show.
It is.
Look at this broad. She's got like little like things she holds and walks on. Because she has no legs and she's wiggling.
All right, so now everybody's got their jollies off and now they're.
Yeah, they're done fucking for now.
Yeah, pretty much. I got what they were trying to do, like, during all the fucking scenes. I think it was supposed to be, like, an instruction manual on how amputees have sex.
Amputees shouldn't have sex. They should just quietly go away, like all those, like, older actresses. In fact, they should all go to the same island, and then the older actresses can fuck the amputees, and everyone's happy. And we don't have to see it. As long as people don't make fucking comics about the activity. Ugh. Anyway.
Is this the last page?
No.
Damn it! Woo. Alright, so next morning and...
Hey, did you know that there's such a... Yeah, they're just talking about the orgy. Fuck it. This has to be said, though. Did you know that there's actually people out there that want to be amputees?
What?
Yeah, this is like some shit I heard it on like NPR at 5 in the morning. In fact, it probably wasn't even like really NPR. It was probably BBC World Service.
How about to say, you sure you didn't dream this shit?
No. No, it's freaky, no. Man. There's, because it is, it's disturbing. There's people who, yeah.
So, what are the reasons they give for why they want
I don't know. They're crazy. And they're talking about how society doesn't understand them. And they'll like...
I guess not.
They'll stage so-called accidents and actually, amputate their own limbs. And then they're happy. They think that they're really amputees who were accidentally born with all their limbs. The whole world's going fucking crazy. I'm not... And by the way, not making that shit up.
Moving on. Moving the fuck on. Let's wrap this up. Damn.
Hey, look, she's like...
God damn it, it just keeps going.
I know.
Wait a minute, I think this is the last page.
I think this comic is growing pages. It's like replicating. It's like... it's like a germ. It's like a... I don't know. It's like an amoeba dividing and splitting and growing more pages and... She's holding the phone with her foot. Well, I would not touch that phone. Yuck. That's, yeah. Oh!
Wait a minute. How was she able to...
I don't know. She can't. It's bullshit. but somehow, I don't know. Maybe she's got, like, a flipper foot. I don't know. Grant Morrison, he's a comics writer.
Okay.
He wrote, like, this great horror story in one of the early volumes of Hot Blood. Mm-hmm. Which everybody should read the first 5 or 6 of, because those books were so good. Erotic horror.
Right.
So, yeah. So, even you would probably read these. It was about this, like, sex church. And, like, it was about what I was just talking about. I just remembered this. I reminded myself of this. People would amputate their own arms, legs, feet, whatever. And, like, then they would all, like, fuck each other. And, I remember a specific bit where they're talking about the people who had no arms or legs, and the line that sticks with me is, of course, by that point, you're mostly a receptacle. Ooh. Yeah, man.
Damn.
Well,
yeah. I guess
that was a good story, though. I like that. Anyway. here we go.
Yes! The last page!
You're so happy! Woo! Hey, she's celebrating. The chick with no arms is celebrating the end because...
Yeah, her legs are in a V. That's lovely.
A Rene Rich production, this was. I guess that's the double amputee who wrote this.
Yeah.
So it's all her fault.
Yeah, literally. Yes.
673, this is dated. Wow, just think, now she's not only a double amputee, she's an old double amputee. Man.
Well, what, we're talking 34 years ago? All right.
Yeah, so Stevie Wonder would have been...
Shut up. Stupid.
And well, as we end the comic, they're planning another orgy, and...
Another one. And this time they're going to the island.
It's like Ilsa the She-Wolf, you know, off the SS. Ilsa in Jamaica. Ilsa in the, you know, it's like any other 70s franchise.
It's like, damn.
See, and we have a blurb. See the next issue for the story of Orgy Isle. Fortunately for us.
There wasn't a,
there was no issue. Nobody bought this. There's no fucking way. There's, how did you it's impossible.
Find this? How did you find this?
The internet.
Damn you, internet.
The internet is the giver of bad comics. Although, you know what? I do like that. It is pretty cool. And even those who would say, wah, wah, stealing comics, yeah, bullshit. But even they have to admit, look, this is never going to be in print. No. So at least, like, the net's a good source for, like, obscure old shit that otherwise no one would ever get to see. And I would think that even the cartoonists would be glad that the stuff is out there and people are looking at it, even if they're looking at it for the sole purpose of goofing on it. Oh, man. Look, actually, it's not over.
Oh,
this is the inside back cover. Yeah. There's, like, stuff on it, like how to tailor your pantyhose and stuff to... there you go. If you ever become an amputee, you know how to alter your clothing to fit your amputation.
Well, I mean, I guess that's useful, I guess.
Hey, on the back page, we have a board game. I told you off the air, yeah, what you would do here is you put the plastic spinner here in the middle, and it's an instant game. The Dealer McDope game. Dealer McDope, that's pretty cool. And yeah, that's it. That's the end.
This was the longest 15 hours of my life.
Actually, you know, the musical episode took like 17 hours to record all told.
Luckily, I wasn't... My part only took maybe 45 minutes. Y'all had to,
Well, you weren't willing to participate in any more. You...
No.
Anyway.
No, I wasn't.
Boy, that... That comic sucked. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Are we supposed to be polite and pretend that it was any kind of anything because
what it was.
Well, I was going to say, oh, yeah, well, the person's there with, like, two limbs, whichever limbs they are, and I suppose we're supposed to pretend, that was, you know what, I'm not going to.
No.
Not only. In fact, let me get that person's name again. Who was responsible for Rene Rich, was it?
Rene
Rich. Okay, not only. Is she without limbs?
I think it's Rene and Rich. Rich was the, I think it's a Rene and Rich production.
Now, wait a minute.
I think it's Rene.
I think you're wrong, and since I'll actually quibble over anything.
Yes, I know you will.
Let me see here.
Rene Jensen.
Oh, it is. It is actually. Okay, so she, it's right there. Married, right. And this is good of, who. In fact, let me credit the scanner for doing this. The scanner is Sir Real. Ha, ha, ha. Because, of course, puns are the lowest form of humor. But, I will give it to him, because pretty much it seems everything he scans, he has one of these little informative things beforehand, which, for example, just gave us, oh my god, this thing had a print run of 10,000 copies. 9,999 of which went unsold. I assume. Wow. Wow. And they had the nerve to charge $2 for this in 1975. When I think Marvel Comics might have been like 25 cents.
Well, she was probably trying to make money, and like this probably was like her way of...
First edition. Yeah, like there was ever a second one. Yeah, where was I?
You were about to slam the writer.
Yes, I was. Because not only was she without limbs, she was without talent. However, at least she was able to put together some semblance of a story. I give the story... Is that your phone?
Yes.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. Well, look, as many tangents as whatever as we've gone on... Oh, I can...
Why does no one... Notice how I turn my phone off before we do this? I mean, one time I neglected to do it, never since. See? That's Mr. Vixen texting you.
This was actually another phone call. The phone call was somebody else, but yes, Mr. Vixen did text me to let me know something. That's cool.
Yeah, so what are you still doing over there?
No, actually.
You're not cuckolding me, are you? And you text him back, so what if I am? And then it's a whole thing. Okay, I tried to get this gag out, like, at least... Did I say this already? That not only without limbs, but without talent?
Yes,
okay, yeah, because I know... Yeah, okay. I'm glad I got that out. But yeah. I give the story a 1. I give the art a -8.
Damn. That rules out the 1. So wait a minute.
Together? No. Yes, that's right. The aggregate is that I give this comic a -7.
Damn.
Because... If the characters in this comic can be missing limbs, then, it can be missing positive integers. And it is. It's a -7. This is the worst comic we have ever reviewed. What do you give it?
Well, I wasn't going to give it a negative number. I give it a 1.
Okay, so let me average that out.
It's a negative. It's a negative 6.
Oh, I was going to average. It'd be somewhere in between -7 and 1.
Wait. Like -3, something like that. Yeah, about -3.
Wait a minute. I need a paper.
No, Lord, we're not taking all this time. About a -3. About a -3.5, something like that.
You know who's not missing any limbs is Courtney C.
Hey, Courtney!
All these segues to mention Courtney are horrible, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
let's just move on.
Because you're trying to get...
Hey, Bucket Mom doesn't have any limbs.
She doesn't actually exist as of yet.
Well, if she existed, she wouldn't have any limbs. Now, we know her son who has to carry her in the bucket has at least an arm, because he has to carry her in a bucket. What?
Where are you going with this?
Nowhere. I was trying to segue into promoing Thum, actually, but I've got nothing, so...
I thought that's what you were about to say when you said, well, you know who has all his limbs? Timmy Thum!
Although everyone should go to thumcast.blogspot.com. Also, people should check out, what other podcasts have ever mentioned us? I'll promo them briefly.
Comic Book Addict.
Everyone should listen to Comic Book Addict, Comic Book Noise, Geek Brunch, Anti-Fanboy. Okay, that's all of them, I think. So, yeah, if you want your podcast mentioned on the air, just mention us, except you have to let me know that, like, you mentioned us, because... That's pretty much all the ones I listen to. So if we never know about it,
you
know.
We only listen to ones that listen to us, pretty much.
I doubt that any of them actually listen to us, but at least they, like, did mention us. That's
okay,
something.
Well, that's cool. And actually, if you could be so kind as to check out Podcast Triple X at podcastxxx.blogspot.com.
Not that you have to.
Hi guys, I've noticed, just by noticing, I guess, being in the world, that there's people out there that have a fetish for people with disabilities, you know, like amputees, cerebral palsy, blindness, and I'm talking about there's people that, you know how there's people that have fetishes for redheads, there's people that actually actively seek out people who are amputees and think that they're hot. And there was one person that wanted to see me. They said they wanted to see me walk again because they thought, like, it was hot the way that I walked with my limp and everything. And flat out, this is going to sound odd on my part, but I don't think that it's, like, that weird because the disability is a part of me and it's, like, my green eyes, you know? I mean, you can't sit there and say, that's weird how people have a fetish for someone with a disability. Well, why do you, you know, I mean, there's weird stuff out there.